Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And someone who's been with us for 9 of those years, of those 22 and a half years, is Ellen Rohr, the Force, I call her, Ellen Rohr. And she's like a wrestler, one of those wrestlers, Ellen the Force Rohr. How about that? Ellen, I need your website.
Right.
Tell us how we can find you online and your books and all the stuff.
EllenRohr.com, EllenRohr.com.
So,
you know, Rohr means tube or pipe in German. I was destined to be a...
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Isn't
wow.
that interesting?
That explains a lot,
so,
doesn't
yeah,
it?
Then I married my husband, the plumber, last name of Rohr, and that was it. His first name's Hot Rod, so that's why I married him.
Oh, good.
Well, so there. What's your name,
right.
baby? Hot
we're
Rod.
Approaching,
okay.
We're approaching too much information here now, folks. All right, so Ellen... So, EllenRohr.com with an H in the middle there, and they can find your books there and your plumbing franchise is called what?
Zoom Drain. So I'm the COO of Zoom Drain. 18 locations now. How about that?
Congratulations! I remember when it was a gleam
excited
in your eye.
About it, yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
when it was a twinkle in the eye. That's right. We've
I remember.
Been together that long.
I feel like I helped you launch it, and I'm not getting any commissions either, folks. So, all
no.
right.
No. Okay. Wait. You're breaking up. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bad connection. Ellen, talk to us about the financial part of going forward. What do you think we should be focused on?
In your life, there are going to be times when you need a hand and when you can lend a hand. And in every moment, you have to decide where you are in life. When you're very little, when you're very old, you're going to need a hand. And throughout your life, it's going to rotate through. And some of you and some of the people you know are going to need a hand right now.
You're going to pay it forward. You're going to receive it backwards.
Yeah. I mean, in the Jewish tradition, you're buried in a coat with no pockets to remind the people who are still alive that you can't take it with you. So all you ever are is a steward of money, and money flows. Otherwise, it gets stagnant and creates a lot of trouble. Money flows. It's supposed to come in and out of places. And so at this time, if you are a business who can work, I would take advantage of every opportunity to get cheap money. Because this could help you not only stay in business, or maybe you don't need it personally, but certainly your team can. You can put people back to work doing training. Like, you can get that place cleaner and tighter and better than ever before. If you were one of the PPP recipients, and I'll tell you, in my experience so far, it's been having a good banking relationship.
Oh,
is
yeah.
I don't think it's fair, but it
I've
is
I've never
the way
stopped
it is.
Talking about that so, in 22 and a half years. You,
yeah.
If you're a small business owner, you must have... not just a bank. You have to have a banking relationship. And as you know, Ellen, I'm on my soapbox about community banks. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's exactly how it works. Like, you just have to know a guy, and you have to do right by them, and you can't be a jerk. You got
partnership.
Zig Ziglar says that everything in life and business is relationships, and that's so true. So, you know, having those relationships is going to help. But, like, even my manufacturers, they have too much inventory. Business has slowed down in some sectors. They're putting on awesome sales. They're making great financing available. I would take the money and grow your company. If you're really, really clear on what you want, now could be a time for you to skyrocket your business. Now, my business, I am fortunate because we're going to go in. We always deal in fire. We deal in septage every day. It's always been dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
In other industries, this is a way to rethink. One of my vendors makes truck wraps, and Designer Wraps is the name of the company. And what did they do? They started making masks right out of the gate just to keep busy. Truck wraps will come back. Trucks aren't going anywhere. But for right now, they started, wait, we can dye fabric. We can make clothes. They retooled in a matter of hours when they figured out what was going on.
Right.
Now, they may not make as much money, but they got creative, and they may survive. And they may find some new venues to work. And those company, those food companies who are safely employing people, I mean, can't take advantage of your workers. You have to do
right by them.
And expect,
you know, and when we come back full speed, expect your employees to have their own set of safety expectations that you're going to need to deal with. People are dealing with that right now. The big companies are dealing with that right now. Hey, Ellen, I got to wrap it up. Will you? Thanks for nine great years.
Oh, no.
Will you come back soon?
I'll come back for year number 10 and 20. I'll be here.
Let's do 20 more. Hey, Ellen, thank you. EllenRohr.com, R-O-H-R, EllenRohr.com is the website. Ellen, we always get smarter when Ellen joins us, and so we did again today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that this too will pass. And one last thing, surviving is winning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.